Monsieur le Président.
Mr. Chairman, I will start in the language of Molière, Proust, Céline Dion, and others. The presentations and discussions held over 5 days in February and 7 days in May have allowed all participants in this working group, states and civil society organizations, to present their respective point of view on various ways of attaining nuclear disarmament. It is clear that we do not all share the same approach to all measures that could be implemented. For example, Canada recommends a progressive approach towards nuclear disarmament as described in Working Document 9. This approach allows a range of measures that we believe would be really effective in accomplishing progress towards the goal of global zero. True, this gradual approach is slower, but the progressive approach appears more realistic in the international security context. We have expressed reservations regarding the application of measures, particularly the introduction, because while such an approach can rapidly be accepted by participants, it does not help the regional approach and the need for nuclear dissuasion to ensure security. The adoption of such an approach would probably not immediately lead to a reduction in the number of nuclear weapons and would not change the behavior of nuclear weapons holding states.
We would like to share what we've drawn from our experience of these meetings. First, that all states in this open-ended working group are of one mind. We want to see progress that takes us to global zero. Second, that the NPT is the basis for all our efforts at nuclear disarmament. Third, that all states believe a prohibition on nuclear weapons will be required to get to zero. A fundamental difference is that Canada does not believe that the time for introducing this measure is now. Instead, a nuclear weapons convention should be the last step on the road to disarmament. We maintain that this is the time for initiatives geared to reducing regional tensions where possessor states are involved and rebuilding trust and confidence between possessor states and non-nuclear weapon states. In parallel, considerable work remains to be done to establish the verification regime required to enforce an eventual comprehensive agreement. While work has been started, much still has to be done. Fourth, that there are a series of other measures that we can collectively pursue now. This includes negotiation of an FMCT, along with other measures outlined in the Progressive Approach paper. This would also include measures discussed during this OEWG related to transparency and awareness and risk. Finally, like a number of other states, we were intrigued by some of the ideas floated yesterday by Sweden, such as on a protocol to the NPT, and we believe they deserve further examination. To conclude, we wish to thank you, Mr. Chairperson, and your team for your successful efforts to stimulate our discussions through the use of specialist presenters in each session. We believe that this improved the quality and depth of our exchanges and provoked a welcome reflection on the challenges and complexities inherent in the various approaches we have considered for taking forward nuclear disarmament.